Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, Coast to Coast, This Week in America. David Applegate was born in Sydney, Australia, currently lives in Brisbane. He attended Queensland University of Technology, where he studied computer science, traveled to Europe and all parts of Asia. As a boy, he dreamt of elves, spaceships, and magic. He placed those dreams on hold to focus on family and career, and he now intends to share the exciting journey of discovery and adventure with you. And he does that in his science fantasy, The Boyhood of Cade, The Empire of Elves, Book 1. One review calling it a very interesting idea, a mix of sci-fi and fantasy, Japanese mythology, elven legends, technology, and magic. From Brisbane, Australia, David Applegate, author of The Boyhood of Cade, The Empire of Elves, Book 1, joining us via Skype on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program.
G'day, and great to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here to talk about the book, and actually we'll talk about two books, but first of all, The Boyhood of Cade, and Cade, if you're Googling it, is spelled K-A-E-D-E. I gave a little bit of the background there. Talk about how long you've been writing, and when did you actually start writing this book, The Boyhood of Cade?
Well, I've always liked fantasy. I found superpowers, you know, when you're a kid, you know, superpowers, you have the comics. Actually got into magic through Doctor Strange in Marvel. Oops, don't mention Marvel. Disney might see you.
Yes, you never know. You can't be too careful.
I don't think so, but just a joke. You know, it's I just found superpowers and magic fascinating. I kind of think superpowers are magic, you know, all things are magic. So I started writing adventures for Dungeons & Dragons, the role-playing game. And though I found a love of science fiction more, I was a little kid when Star Wars came out. I went to a drive-in. My mum took me to see Star Wars and Star Trek opening night.
Wonderful.
In the city. So I just wanted to see more. And eventually I got into other games, and I had the idea to mesh Shadowrun with Star Trek and fantasy, because it sort of put all my interests into one basket. And I found science fantasy to be a very interesting genre in general. And that's so in 2016, I started writing, and by the time I finished, I actually had enough material for like 8 books.
Well, now you've got the 2. How many more do you think you'll do in the series?
Well, So far, I've got ideas between 5 and 10.
Wow.
From what I've written. You know, when you write, you sometimes tend to over-describe and tend to overwrite, or conversations may long run. So I've had to do a lot of editing. It actually took me 2 years to edit my first book. It took me another year and a half to edit my second book, and I haven't finished editing my third book. I'm in the third pass of my third book, but it hasn't got the beta readers yet, and that's a long process, you know, working out which conversations are too long, which ones are too short, where I've over-described something.
Yes, it's just sort of behind the scenes of what it takes to write a book, what you see on the shelves and when you order from Amazon and the usual places is the finished product. There's a lot that goes into that. It's not just writing and suddenly they're out there on the market. Our guest on the program, David Applegate, coming to us from Brisbane, Australia. The book we're talking about, The Boyhood of Cade, K-A-E-D-E, The Empire of Elves, Book 1, Book 2 also there, and we'll mention that as well, and others, as David just said, in the planning stages. How long, you mentioned the editing, how long did it take you in total to write this book, The Boyhood of Cade, from the time you got the idea, started it, to it was ready for publish?
Yeah, as I said, you know, I had the idea in 2016 and spent you know, a bit of time learning the craft. I read a number of books on writing, and one was Stan Lee's book on comic books. I thought originally to start as a comic book.
Oh, yes.
But when I saw how difficult the process was, even shooting off my idea to people and keep getting back, you know, oh, give us more detail, you know, flesh it out. And that nobody ever got back to me, unfortunately. It's it didn't fit with the fads of the time. So I sat down and wrote the whole thing out over 2 years, and then then I had to start the editing process myself. And a lot of rejections later, I just put it all together and I published it.
And it's available now, and it's the Book of Cade, by the way. I don't think I gave it to you yet. David's website is brightneon.com. So you get information there on the books and order there as well of Amazon, Barnes and Noble, all the usual places to purchase the book. What kind of research went into doing this book? What kind of research was necessary?
Well, one thing a lot of people may actually understand is there's a lot of ancient legends about giants, dragons, dwarves, elves around the world. A lot of people may recognize elves because it's the most common form of the Germanic, but there's a lot of legends in there's the flower elves, which is in Asian culture. There's the forest people of South America. There's Indian legends in North America. There's even Arabic legends that predate civilization, the oral traditions of the hidden people.
Yes. I mean, that's amazing what goes into this. What was it like going back through all of that research? It sounds like sort of a history class that you just went through.
Is when you it's it was very inspiring though to actually think that people were so inspired by the elves to write so much about them. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't seem to appreciate the fact that cultures who never had contact with each other had all the same legends.
Now, that is interesting. Our guest on the program from Australia is David Applegate, talking about The Boyhood of Cade, The Empire of Elves, Book One. Cade is Kaede. If you're Googling, brightneon.com is David's website. You'll find all of the information there. And talking about inspirations, talk about that. You mentioned, going to see Star Wars, Star Trek, all of these movies as a child. What gave you the inspiration for this world that you've created in the world of Cade, the Boyhood of Cade?
When I was young, my mum gave me The Hobbit to read because I was reading a lot as a kid. I think the fascination with elves started there, and then I read The Lord of the Rings a little later. My mum said, "Oh, it's a big book. You're going to be a bit older to read it." I sort of appreciated that, actually the anticipation for letting her read her copy of The Lord of the Rings. And then I discovered to read more, and I discovered the Ealdhe, which is the Irish name for the elves, and it sort of lent into the Germanic with the Germanic people coming to Britain. The Danes, as invaded Britain.
Yes.
They brought with them the legend of the elves, and there's a painting called The Dance of the Elves, which shows one of the few pictures of what elves look like. And they were a rather they were a short some were tall, some were short. They were all different, but they were all pale, and they had always had long flowing hair. Red was a common color, so it was yellow. They had different hair and eye colors to everybody else.
With us on the program is David Applegate, coming from Australia, from Brisbane. We're talking about the background, the inspiration, elves, and what went into putting together The Boyhood of Cade. So you take all those elements, and that really must have touched you because you devoted the first book, well, the whole series to that.
Yeah, the first books are about Cade's about Cade growing up, his life, his inspirations, his events that shaped him. Because as you can imagine, being an elf, the education for living a long life would be rather intense because you grow up like a normal kid. You grow up fast, and then you almost stop aging, you know?
Yes, yes.
It's going to be quite a different experience. I mean, some of the legends of the elves had in the times, how barbaric the ancient past was. And yet, according to the legends, the elves were so revered they could walk from village to village without molestation. But that all changed when the Celts started invading their territory.
Okay.
And that's when we get into the darker history of the elves and their disappearance.
Well, this is history. For the people who not only reading your book but listening, getting some background on this. That's the basis for David's book. Was there any particular part of the book that was the most challenging for you to write? Any that really slowed you down as you're trying to think your way through the process?
Well, the first part, it breaks down into two parts. The first part was world building, because you're trying to present both advanced technology and magic. Now, you think issues of universal rights, birth control, population control, racism and poverty would all be resolved. But the problem is, we're all imperfect beings, and elves, their imperfections always exaggerate. Remember, they're a passionate people. They live a long time. So they're going to be they have to try to be more patient. And of course, they have the same problems, criminal syndicates. They have the extremes of society and space travel being common. And when you add things like magic to it, you've got to worry about things like mind control as a real issue. And then, of course, the hardest part is to leave the clues as to why Katie's is different from other elves.
The time is going by so quickly. This is a fascinating conversation with David Applegate, the author of The Boyhood of Cade, The Empire of Elves, Book 1. We talked about the challenging and why I can understand that. Let's flip that. Is there a part of the book that really was fun to write that, okay, this was, I'm not going to stop writing today because I'm having so much fun writing this particular part of the story. Anything that was the most fun?
When I got to chapter 10, this was Cade's first birthday. And this is where he meets the girls. I don't want to give away too much, but there's Mako and Miko. They're twins, and that's rare for elves. And the thing is, there's a second set of twins, which is Sora and Akio. They're only 4 years older than Cade. And then last, there's another prodigy like Cade, is Anami, and she's it's her first birthday too. And of these girls come from the home for abandoned children, because you get that sort of problem in society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the fun process for you. So let's talk about the process. I mentioned things are going well. You don't want to quit writing. How do you write? Do you set aside a certain time every day? Do you do it when you feel like the story is really taking off in you? How do you go about writing?
Well, one of the things is with writing is you tend to have your best imagination as you're going to sleep. So you've got to go over the story as you're going to sleep, and you wake up with inspirations. So you don't force yourself to write. See, career writers could do it quicker than, say, a book writer, because they've got more, when you've got an established universe with templates, when you're only writing conversations, it takes a lot, it's a lot faster when you're writing the conversations than you are the process of writing, where you've got to come up with the descriptions, you've got to try and set the scene. That's not your job, say, as a script writer. You're just giving the dialogue. So each writing is a different process. With the descriptions, you got to. That's where you do a lot of your research. You look at stuff like advanced technology, look at the difference in technologies, look at role-playing games for inspiration. Sometimes you read other books. The rest of the time with dialogue, you are typing it out and you are saying it and wondering right, what's the personality? What's Sora's personality? She's a bit more abrasive than Akio. Mako and Miko are a lot passive, and they tend to talk to, they tend to finish each other's conversations. So you got different. You got to try and make people actually sound different. Now you got the his security. You know they're going to be stern, stiff collar. So you know there's all sorts of processes, and of course I don't exactly know how to put it in the words, but a lot of it revolves around that period where you are having those moments of imagination where you can actually see it.
I was going to say you'd almost have to do that and then try to keep all these voices separate. I mean, can you see these characters talking as you're writing?
Yeah. And of course, I don't want to give away too much, but it's particularly hard with Cade because he's not just talking to people, he's talking to himself.
Interesting. Okay, that don't give away much more than that. But if you want to find out more on the story and get an entertaining story, you can get David's book, The Boyhood of Cade, K-A-E-D-E, The Empire of Elves, Book 1. Book 2, The Power Games, available. We'll touch on that here in a second as we wrap up our conversation. But book available, Amazon, the usual places, David's website, brightneon.com. All of that, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're going through some of the names and the characters. How do you come up with character names for your stories?
Ah, that is where I had started. I started getting inspiration from characters in anime. And so I started going through the list of common surnames because, you know, a lot of people get upset when they, you know, a lot of people with unique or special surnames, they get upset when their name appears in books. But if you use the surnames of ancient nobles, large common surnames, you don't tend to get angry audience. So I tried to pick unusual names that have a personality, if you can understand.
Yes.
With Cade, it has a history. It's a common name, often used by females, but it's actually an old, very old boy's name that's just rare in use now as a boy's name. And Cade is actually named after a female dancer, very famous, who was actually named after somebody else who was very famous a long time ago. And he was a male dancer. And it means maple leaf. And if you can understand a maple leaf in the wind, and again, not to give away too much, dancing is one of Cade's passions. So that fitted very well. Other ones, I tried to pick more memorable names that stood out, like Hero, obviously, that's a double entendre there, isn't it? But
yes.
Not the kind most people would think. But, you know, then you've got Takahiro, which is his grandfather. Of course, that's a rather bold name in Japanese and of strength and powers. So he was the former emperor. And you just tend to find names with flair. When you just go through the roll of names, they just always stand out, you know, and they always mean something like beautiful, first child, love, power. So, yeah the meaning behind the names is the how you attach them to characters.
It's interesting what goes into a name. It's not just a name. It's really descriptive of that person, isn't it? It's describing their personality. It's they take on what that name means. It's so fascinating how David goes ahead and with the characters and the storyline and puts everything together. The book is The Boyhood of Cade, The Empire of Elves, Book 1. Cade is K-A-E-D-E. A couple minutes left in the program. What authors today do you look at and get inspired and feel they are really, really excellent writers might even spur you to think, okay, I can do a little bit better. I'm impressed by what I just read here. Who really impresses you now in terms of writing?
Well, Orwell, Tolkien, more living authors would be George Martin. I have a love-hate relationship with J.K. Rowling. You know, I liked her first books, but as the series went on, I got more and more bogged down. I don't want to do that with my series. I don't want to be bogged down where it's okay to introduce new characters, but every time, you know, it's, oh, it's a new power, you know, or, and then you have a running villain who's always doing the same things, you know. I don't want to be bogged down in that and go from inspired to uninspired, you know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. And you don't, I mean, the reviews have been excellent for The Boyhood of Cade, The Empire of Elves, Book 1. David Applegate has been our guest on the program. Take a second here to talk about Power Games, Book 2 of The Empire of the Elves. We see what Cade is, he's growing up here, isn't he?
Yeah, he's growing up, and he's growing up a little too fast, and everybody but Takahiro is worried because he knows why. He's the cause of it. And he's also, you know, it's sort of everything about his emotions are subtle, suppressed. He's always scheming. And that comes out in Cade, of course. Of course, there's the Cade is trying to impress his grandfather. He smells power and he craves power. And of course, nothing says, I'm more powerful than you than taking your entire empire off you. Now, the elves have a rule. They're ruled by a combination of the largest family, the strongest and the richest, right?
Yes.
So he's got to really prove himself, knuckle down, and try to outsmart his grandfather. And to do that, he's deliberately annoying. Now, some people didn't like that, but that is actually a very powerful tactic.
Being annoying is, yes.
It does really put people off.
I like that.
That is deliberate.
Being annoying is deliberate and a very important tactic. So we'll keep that in mind in real life. There's always something we can learn in dealing with real life.
It really disarms your enemies. This is the stuff I was reading about in my research, tactics of some of the reason why samurai would taunt their enemies. You annoy them and you get that split second opening, and that's all it takes with a sword.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that as you're describing that, and it makes perfect sense. It's been so much fun talking with David. It's David Applegate. The book is The Boyhood of Cade, Kaede, The Empire of Elves, Book 1. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. David's website, brightneon.com. And Book 2, Power Games, Book 2 of The Empire of the Elves. Both books, again, by David Applegate, our guest on the program. Information on our website. David, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck with the series. Hopefully we'll be back and talk about future episodes. Thank you for getting up early in the morning in Australia to join us on the program here in America to talk about the book series. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
It's been fun talking with David Applegate. The book, The Boyhood of Cade, The Empire of Elves, Book 1, and Power Games, Book 2 of The Empire of the Elves. Information, Amazon.com, BrightNeon.com, and of course on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.